Well, to quote our 8-year-old, it's not fair. It's just not fair. I mean, here we are in the third week of Advent. The foyer is warm and welcoming with its beautiful trees, and the sanctuary is, well, it's beautiful with its wreaths and its ribbons. And the children, they're getting excited, and they can hardly contain themselves. And next week, they are going to be so cute when they're giving their Christmas program, and they'll have on their little white robes and their angel wings and their halos. And, you know, it's such an exciting time. And then just when we start getting it all together, in walks John the Baptizer. And while everyone else is having a good time, he goes and stands in the shadows. And that's fine with us. Because in all honesty, we really don't want John here. He's just different. It's not that we dislike him. We're just uncomfortable with him. I mean, even reading John 2,000 years later, it's like he's standing there looking right through you, seeing things that no one else sees. And knowing things about us that no one else should know. And while we really like it, when he calls the scribes and the Pharisees a brood of vipers, when he turns on us with the same venom, we have difficulty dealing with him. When you listen to John long enough, it seems as though he expects the same thing out of us that he gives of himself. The same passion, the same level of devotion. Not to himself, but the one who will come after him. And so while we're busy getting ready for Christmas, John looks at us and says, "But are you getting ready for Christ?" He wants to know if it is this Christmas that we will finally devote ourselves to living in such a way that everything we do, everything we say, points away from ourselves and to Christ. And yes, John understands the sacrifices that are necessary to fully commit ourselves to living for Christ and Christ alone. He doesn't need our lists. He doesn't need our excuses. After all, it's virtually impossible to read the Gospels and not understand exactly how much John sacrificed. Remember? He's the one who had his head served on a golden platter. John knows. John knows that if we are going to prepare not for Christmas but for Christ, things are going to happen to us. But here is the good news. According to David Bartlett, and I quote, "In our polite North American society, Resistance is far more subtle to the Word of God. The danger to those who profess is not that we will be executed, but that we will be ignored. In a society such as ours, the Word made flesh turns into a word of papier-mâché that's displayed on lawns with all the charm and power of Santas, elves, and red-nosed reindeer. So, if we decide to take John seriously, if we decide to become a living witness to Christ, what would it take? Let's just say that for a moment, we decide to take the gospel serious, more seriously than we normally do. And that we decide that maybe we've tried everything else, so now we'll try it God's way. What would we have to do? Well, maybe the best place to start is where Jesus himself started. And ironically enough, that was with the prophet Isaiah. We would bring good news to the oppressed. We would bind up the brokenhearted. We would proclaim liberty to the captives. We would release the prisoners. And we would comfort those who mourn. In other words, we would not be ashamed to talk about our faith. We would instead welcome the opportunity to live in such a way as to help, not coerce, to genuinely care, not manipulate. We would live out of Christ's truth in such a way as to invite others to come and see. Now, there are many legends about the great theologian Karl Barth. He wrote primarily in the first part of the 1900s. In many ways, he set the theological world on its ear. And because he seemed to be a giant among humans, stories developed about him, some of them, well, you know. I grew up hearing about how Barth had this picture behind him. And what it was a picture of God's arm and fist breaking through the sky like that. And it reminded Barth of God breaking into the world. Now, in this past week, I learned that he must have been a really big connoisseur of fine art, because that wasn't the only picture he had. Starting in the early 1920s, he hung another picture by the artist Matthias Grunewald. It too is in his study. And in this particular picture, right in the center, was Christ being crucified. And off to his side stood John the Baptizer, pointing at him. That's the way Barth wanted to live his life. Like John the Baptizer, he wanted everything he did to point to the one who would eventually give his life for us. I wonder, what joy would come to our lives if that was our model too? if everything we said and did pointed away from ourselves and to the one who gave his life that we might live. Are you ready for Christ? Are you ready for him to enter into your life? To God be the glory. Amen.